Welcome back, audience, to another edition to No Matter What, Stay Thankful podcast. I'm Mika Chanel, and I'm here to remind you to stand tall and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. How have you been? Have you been enjoying the lovely weather? I've been doing my best to do so. I'm so happy that, I guess, winter is leaving, but it seems like it's still trying to hold on a little bit. So I'm ready for, like, the nice warm weather to come in, even though with the warm weather, I get a lot of pollen and it takes me out. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but you know, the pollen is very intrusive. It's very minute. It gets into every orifice, hair, eyes, nose, skin, all that. So I have to just make sure that I am showering consistently to make sure I don't have like a horrible reaction, because it literally tries to just, you know, take me out. But I'm happy that it's only for a brief season, and then I can enjoy the sun because I love just soaking in the rays of the sun. But thank you so much for joining me today. Be sure to check out my cool shop page on nomatterwhatstaythankful.com. I have some cool self-help items that I think are just beneficial to everyone if you just know about them, right? So what are we going to get into today? I love discussing anything: news, books, health, old movies, new movies, general stuff, and just what's happening in today's news, especially from an end times perspective, because I love watching, I guess, the news and just seeing how it correlates with Bible prophecy. That's one of my huge passions. But I like talking about, you know, social issues, books I'm reading, what are you doing to stay healthy, all that good stuff. And I can't wait to talk about what show I'm watching. It's Homicide: Life on the Street, the series show from the 90s. So I'll talk about that. Hopefully you guys have seen that. But if not, definitely put it on your watch list to you know, find out what's going on. But let's see what is happening in the current events and what's been happening news-wise. I know that a lot of stuff has been happening. The Israeli-Gaza war is still going on. I don't see that ending anytime soon. I mean, that's, you know, interesting to say. I know the whole world is trying to get Israel to stop what they're doing, but, you know, people are still being held hostage. So what do you expect, you know, Israel to do but get them back? I don't know why the hostages have not been released, and I've just been watching to see, you know, how the world is reacting, because, you know, in the Bible says the whole entire world will turn against Israel, and that includes America. So I've always just found that to be interesting, like what is going to lead up to that occurrence happening. So so that is still going on, and let's see what else is happening. I know there was a recent terrorist attack in Russia that took place, and a lot of people are saying that the United States government had a hand in it because we are financing all things Ukraine. I don't know if that's true, but I just believe it's a huge escalation that is taking place between NATO and Russia. I know the powers that be, whoever they are, they want this World War III or chaos to happen. So I think we're witnessing how that is, you know, happening by any means necessary. So we just got to stay vigilant, make sure that you are having those conversations with your family, like a plan. I don't know. We need to have a plan. I mean, just like, you know, plan in case, you know, there's no cell phone service, lights go out, things like that. You just got to stay prepared in these last days. So, in talking about that, let's see. State Department just issued a statement on the terrorist attack in Moscow. U.S. strongly condemns deadly terrorist attack in Moscow. U.S. stands in solidarity with the people of Russia. Okay, that's a statement. And then, let's see. I know recently there was a huge money package that passed recently, and people are upset. Okay, they're like, there is definitely a uniparty between the Democrats and the Republicans because the bill passed. I mean, what's the point of having a Republican majority if they're not going to do anything to stop these huge money packages from passing? And Thomas Massie, he commented on Justice Department launches the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. What is that? I mean, that's a lot of words, but his response to it is, what is this evil? A federal red flag center. We did not authorize this. Announced, of course, just hours after the Omnibus bill passed. So let's see what this thing is, because I don't know. Okay, I'm going to read it. It says, the launch of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center will provide our partners across the country with valuable resources to keep firearms out of the hands of individuals who pose a threat to themselves or others. The establishment of the center is the latest example of the Justice Department's work to use every tool provided by the landmark Bipartisan Safer Communities Act to protect communities from gun violence. And this is from the Office of Merrick Garland. Okay, that's very interesting to me because I believe a judge just passed a law saying it was fine that illegal immigrants were able to have guns, but now the U.S. Department is giving this, this resource center the ability to identify those they deem extreme risk. So, okay, that's interesting. And let's see what else is happening in the news. I know the they're making, I guess, a huge case about the bail that Donald Trump is owed. It's almost $500 million he needs to come up with. And people are reacting like, is he going to be able to get those resources? Which, you know, it's just an interesting time to see what's happening in the world today, the lawfare persecution that is occurring. So who knows what's going to happen in that area. I guess we will see come November. Let's see what else is happening. Special election seats head for a May runoff with a Trump-endorsed candidate. Okay. One thing I do want to talk about, I'm just reading some of the headlines that I'm finding off social media in case you're wondering, like, what is she reading? What is she doing? That's all I'm doing. I will say this. I don't have the story in front of me, but the price of gold and silver went bonkers this week. And that's always an interesting thing to watch, only because how it impacts the currency around the world, right? What are they, you know, matching their currency up to? And so whenever I see gold go up sky high, I think that's a sign that we should pay attention to in regards to the global currency that's happening in the world. Okay, I'm still just reading some information here. Seems like drone attacks just hit a Russian refinery. That just, so this is from Zero Hedge. I'm sorry, I'm not reading you the people who are offering this information. That was from Zero Hedge. And let's see, Putin just gave an address where he says the terrorists who shot up, I guess, a theater, he says they were captured while they were attempting to flee to Ukraine. Says a window was prepared for them to cross the northern border of Ukraine. So that is what Putin is saying about that. And let's see. I think, of course, the usual political malfeasance that is occurring across the board, I think, is something to also pay attention to. I mean, unfortunately, things look like Americans are on their own in regards to trying to defend themselves. Any type of laws that are in place to help protect the citizens just wash down the sink. You know, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a lot of these squatter stories that are taking place, but I think many people are encouraging people to illegally seize other people's houses if they find them vacant, and, you know, law people and law enforcement hands are tied and they are not doing anything. So just, be extra vigilant out there, people, is all I can say. All right. And let's see, what else can I get into? Current events. Oh, I can let you guys know about what I've been doing lately. What I've been doing lately in regards to staying healthy. So I love talking about my relaxed sauna that I have. Some people use a sauna for relaxation or to help relax their muscles. Some people use it to have better energy. But today I want to tell you about Relax Far Infrared Saunas, okay? They have a 16-year track record of great results. You can go to their website and check out all the testimonials. But guess what? If you go to my website, no matter what, staythankful.com, and put in promo code Mika, you'll get $100 off. And you'll just be able to go ahead and set up your sauna. You're thinking, I can't do that. You're talking about a huge sauna. It really isn't that big. It's 46 inches tall and 32 inches wide, and it's very easy to set up. I had been exposed to mold toxicity, and it just helped tremendously getting all those toxins out of my lymphatic system. It enhances oxygenation of the body and it increases microcirculation. I bet you didn't even know what that was, but it's very helpful to detoxify your body because we're being bombarded by toxins from all over. But please check out my website, no matter what, staythankful.com, and click on the Relax Sauna link and use promo code Mika to get $100 off, okay? And then let's see what else is going to chat about. Persecution happened, Christian persecution happening all over the world. I would say that has definitely been happening in an increased fashion, especially in some of the, I believe, the Western countries of Africa, in Nigeria in particular. I know there's a lot of Christian genocide that takes place over in the Middle East. And so I just want to remind people to continually to pray for our Christian brothers and sisters in the world. And if you need any assistance or help, I would say do not suffer in silence. Okay, just reach out and ask for help because God sent his son Jesus to die for us. And he wants us to have life and have it abundantly. And there are people in the world that appreciate that message, love that message, and just wants to help people connect with the Lord. And so if you need any prayer for anything, for your family, for yourself, you're going through something pretty heavy and you think, oh my gosh, there's no way out. I cannot do this. Just do not give up. I just beg you, don't ever, ever give up because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to say, oh, there's no hope, I can't do it, or there's, how am I going to get out of this? There's always a way. As long as you don't give up, there's always a way. But if you need partners to help bring you up, I want you to call Billy Graham's prayer line. He has a 24/7 prayer line that is available for people. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not, you can still call and ask for prayer because, God hears you. The telephone number is 888 388-2683. Once again, that prayer line is Billy Graham's prayer line. It's 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I use that binocular. People be like, what are you talking about? That is the information I wanted to share with you. And that number again is 888-388-2683. It's no problems just asking for help and saying, hey, I need prayer, because that's what's most important. So what are the latest books that I'm reading? So I think last time I chatted with you guys, I was reading John Grisham's The Boys from Biloxi. And I must confess, the book is awesome, okay? Well, the parts that I read, I did not finish it, okay? Because I find reading fictional books is a little bit more challenging for me to read versus non-fictional because I need to just have that extra space to absorb the characters and appreciate them and love them. But hey, I am not going to say anything negative about John Grisham's The Boys from Biloxi book. If you have the time and you just want to read a book about great characters and Mississippi, I urge you to read it. I'm going to go back to it when I have more time, free time, things like that, but it's a great read. But so you're probably wondering, well, what did you read? I skipped over and I read this book by Perry Stone, and he's an evangelical preacher minister, and the title of his book is Artificial Intelligence Versus God. So this is about the final battle for humanity and the integration of AI. And I thought it was just very interesting because, everyone's seeing AI sort of take over slowly but surely. I mean, this technology, I personally believe, is becoming sentient. Okay. Like the more data that we give it, the more it's like, oh, this is, what humans are, and it's just trying to become more human. I don't know. But that is where we are at. But I'll read you a couple of snippets from his book. And once again, this is Perry Stone, and the book title is Artificial Intelligence Versus God, The Final Battle for Humanity. So this is in chapter, it's the image of the beast AI. And so he is talking about the future economic system. And so this is a scripture from the Bible in Revelations chapter 13, verses 16, 17. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. And so Perry Stone, he says, the combination of a 10-nation political coalition under the control of one man, the Antichrist, coupled with the formation of a new religious system, has never existed before. And this will allow these two men, the Antichrist and the false prophet, this is the two men he's referring to create a new system of economic control. There will have been numerous wars, severe food shortages, plagues, earthquakes. All this chaos is going to be happening in the world, right? Many people have died. The world in some areas has been diminished by two-thirds, right? Because we're talking about the cups of judgment being poured out. And so Perry says, people will be looking for anybody who comes along as a savior and promises to fix the world's problems. So aligning this new political religious system will be through something identified as the mark of the beast. The power to buy and sell will be given only to individuals who have completely embraced the system and turned to the new world religion. And so there's how do you identify what this system is? It says the name of the beast, which is calculated in an ancient word numerical system to total 660 and 6. This system will cause all to accept and receive the mark. They will follow the Antichrist, take the mark, name, and the number of the beast, and become part of the beast kingdom. And this is another thing. He says the doom, let's see, all of mankind will receive a warning not to take the mark. They will be warned about the punishments if they do. So this is from Revelations 14. I keep saying Revelations with the S, but I know it's with just it doesn't have an S. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9 through 11. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. So that's Revelation. Okay, so people out there, listen to me. Do not take the mark of the beast. This is just, it's just not good. It's all bad news, okay? It's all bad news. And so Perry continues. He's just like, why would people? I'll read it. If people are simply trying to physically survive by purchasing food through this system, Why would God not give them grace and allow them to feed themselves and their families by using this mark? So he's saying, like, this seems pretty harsh, right? You're sending these people to be tormented with fire and brimstone forever and ever. And day and night, like, why is God coming down so hard? And so he says the answer is that this entire system is based upon a false religion and an idolatrous act of worshiping the Antichrist and his man-made image. Okay. So I'm gonna wrap this up in the summary. We'll pick it up next time I come on. So Perry says the summary of the image of the beast. Now this is wild, right? You just have to pay attention and make sure you're not deceived, because even the Bible says even the elect will be like tricked. So everyone be in the word and stay on top of your game. So this is, I'll continue what Perry wrote. The image of the beast will involve a supernatural satanic miracle that deceives the world. A man called the false prophet will initiate the creation and worship of this image. Jesus Christ warned of false prophets arising at the time of the end, showing signs and wonders. So this is what I'm talking about. You just got to be on your game. And he says, even the elect could fall for the deceptive miracle. So we are going to witness miracles occurring, but they are not of God. And Jesus has given us a warning that these are false prophets. Okay. And the Perry continues, during 6,000 years of history, not once did an image made by men either move, speak, or come alive, although many were worshipped. This satanic miracle will be the first time that a soulless, man-made object of worship manifested to life. So just imagine, all throughout history, I know you guys can read 1 Kings chapter 18, there's the story of Baal and Elijah, and Elijah is taunting them, like, yo, if your God is real, then have him like set this stuff on fire. Oh, he's not here. Oh, where's your God? He's in the bathroom. I mean, Elijah's taunting them. So Perry is saying, like, all throughout history, man has created things with their hands and worshiped them, right? And that image or idol never became alive. And so he's saying, like, with this image of the beast, the satan, I'll read it again, read it again. The satanic miracle will be the first time that a soulless man-made object of worship manifested life. It is possible that the image, which is an exact replica of the man called the Antichrist, is some form of man-made image that will be linked to a robot or another form of artificial intelligence. This will allow the image to speak, answer questions, and manifest some form of life. Like, whoa, okay? Most prophetic teachers agree that the tribulation is 7 years in length. This image is created in the middle of the 7 years, which is 3.5 years into the tribulation. With technology multiplying so rapidly, we can only imagine the level of technology that will be available when the Antichrist arrives on the scene. We will consider the tribulation judgments on Earth and the subsequent danger to the electrical grills and other man-made systems. Perhaps this is why the Antichrist will demand a mark on a person's hand or forehead. If computer systems fail, an outward visible mark would be the only way to identify those who are aligned with the beast system and the false prophet religion. Okay? So that is what Perry is saying about the image of the beast. Like, I believe it's going to be so mind-blowing. People are going to be so amazed and surprised. They're just going to go along with it. But God has given us the tools and the information to arm our minds to counteract whatever counterfeit scheme the enemy Satan presents in front of us. So just be vigilant and stay in your word, okay? And next time we'll pick up on, Perry has a chapter here, will Mystery Babylon be a smart city? And that was also equally like, whoa, this stuff is just moving fast and faster and faster and faster. Okay. So let's talk about we can talk about some chocolate. Okay. One of my well, if you go to my website, no matter what, staythankful.com, there's a company called Z Chocolat. Okay. And they deliver luxury French chocolates from France, but they deliver them all over the world, and they have an exotic assortment with all natural ingredients. It's high in cocoa content and low in sugar, which is what we like. And it's made 100% in France, and it's just delicious. I mean, and they also do something really crazy, like whatever you order online, they literally double the amount of chocolates on all orders received online at no cost. So it's worth the time and the money to go ahead and give your loved one some chocolate. Chocolate's like one of my favorite candies that I love to eat. And you don't need a special code or anything. You just go ahead, enter the chocolatey world of bliss, and visit my website, no matter what, staythankful.com, and place your order with Z Chocolat. Okay? So remind you guys, keep walking to stay healthy. I always want to urge my audience that just keep moving. Don't sit around, watch TV all day, even if it's for 10, 15 minutes. Just get out there and just take a walk, get some vitamin D on your skin, fresh air, all that. And it doesn't take a lot to do, just walking. I know I see some of my neighbors out here running. I'm just like, oh man, I'm not going in like that. But guess what? If you walk every day, you're doing basically, I guess, you know, the same thing. You're just building up your cardio, which is even more important than you know, I think like running, you know, hurting your knees and things. So just keep walking. You can be like 20, 30, 40, 50. You could be like 100. I remember this lady in my neighborhood. I think she was like 80 or 90 years old. Every day she would just go for like a brief 10, 15 minute walk, and it just adds more life, adds more years to your life, is what I was trying to say. And one thing I've been doing, my rowing machine. I have a friend, she goes hard in the rowing machine. I think she can do like, I don't know, she was on there for like 20 minutes, but baby steps with me. My range to go all out is like 2 to 3 minutes. I'm going to build up eventually, I think, to the 20 minutes, but it's just something to do to keep your heart just like active, like boom, 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 boom. So, rowing machine, working my legs, my core, my arms, everything. I'm loving it. Plus, summer's coming and gotta stay in shape. So, get out there, go walking, and enjoy life because it's not, tomorrow's not guaranteed. So, you gotta enjoy it. So, let's talk about what I'm watching, okay? I am watching Homicide: Life on the Street. It was a series that was on NBC from in the 90s, from 1993 to 1999. And let's see, it was an ensemble cast, and it's basically about detectives solving crimes in the city of Baltimore, Maryland. And they've had like great actors who were on that show. But let me tell you, I fell in love with Andre Brower. He played Detective Frank Pimbleton. And unfortunately, last year, Andre Brower, he passed away. I think he was also on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, another show that was on Fox. But Homicide, the acting, the camera shots, the screenwriting, everything. I would say for at least the first seasons 1 through 4, golden. I mean, it was just like he's all the actors putting it on the table, you know, each episode. But Andre, he in particular had a special place in my heart. I just fell in love with him. I mean, because you know, you watch soap operas, things like that. You have your singers that you adore and things. I don't know, but there was just something special and unique, and he was an exceptional actor. I mean, you have, of course, Denzel. I think he was in the movie Glory with Denzel, actually. And Denzel, I mean, what a phenomenal actor, but how do you compare to that? Andre did. He was phenomenal. And I hope you guys have a chance to watch Homicide: Life on the Street and just appreciate his talent, his art. And people are unique in the gifts that God gives them. And his was just like exceptional to the point where I was just like, yes, Andre, I will marry you. Let's just do this, even though he didn't know I even existed. But that's okay. But I do love the show. And I appreciate the talent and the effort and the uniqueness of details and quality writing that everyone put into to such a great show. So I miss Andre, but I'm very happy to have the ability to watch his talent, day in, day out. That's something I want to do. And I just want to, urge my audience, check out Homicide, Life on the Street. Great show, great memories. And I don't know. I just wanted to tell you guys, I love that show and I love Andre Brower even more. And I'm sorry he's not with us anymore, but he's totally served his purpose and his God-given talent. So thank you. Thank you, Andre. So I'm going to wrap it up. And in closing, I want to remind the audience, John 10, verse 10, Jesus said that he came so that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Romans 8, 28. Now, this is something that has gotten me through a lot of dark times when you're just wondering, like, God, why? Why is this happening to me? Like, you're just on the floor. You can't even pick yourself up. But Romans 8, 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And above all, this is me right here saying this, no matter what, stay thankful. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, take care.